ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavad Gita, as it is, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Those of you who would like to take photographs, if you'd like to take photographs, please do so afterward. And please switch off your cell phones. Please keep your ears open. That's the point. Come to hear something. Please concentrate on hearing. So Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 4, text 3. Translation and commentary by Srila Prabhupada. Yeah, you read it. It'll save 5 minutes of my voice.
Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 4, text 3. Sayivayam mayatebhya yoga prokta puratanah bhaktosi me sakha cheti rahasya yetad uttamam.
Rahasyam. Rahasya. Rahasya here. Anyway. Translation.
Translation and proper by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, founder Acharya Pustakal. Translation. That very ancient science of the relationship with the Supreme is today told by me to you because you are my devotee as well as my friend and can therefore understand the fundamental mystery of the science. Proper. There are two classes of man, namely the devotee and the demon. The Lord selected Arjuna as the recipient of this great science owing to his being a devotee of the Lord. But for the demon, it is not possible to understand this great mysterious science. There are a number of editions of this great book of knowledge. Some of them have commentaries by the devotees and some of them have commentaries by the demons. Commentation by the devotees is real, whereas that of the demons is useless. Arjuna accepts Sri Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and any commentary on the Gita following in the footsteps of Arjuna is real devotee service to the God of this great science. The demoniac, however, do not accept God Krishna as he is. Instead, they concoct something about Krishna and mislead the general readers from the path of Krishna's instructions. Here is a warning about such misleading paths. One should try to follow the disciplic succession from Arjuna and thus be benefited by this great science of Srimad Bhagavad Gita.
In New York City in 1966, Srila Prabhupada gave lectures on Bhagavad Gita to a small group among whom several were regular attendees. Srila Prabhupada would often speak very strongly about Mayavadis. And he explained that Mayavadis are those who do not accept the eternality of Krishna's form and pastimes. They think that the absolute truth is ultimately impersonal. Now, the devotees, or they weren't devotees really at the time, the regular attendees, they wondered why Srila Prabhupada spoke about this again and again. Why is he talking about this? What has it got to do with us? Mayavadis, they must be some group of people in India who he doesn't like. But why is he talking to us about them? But eventually it became apparent that he was speaking about them and to them, because they had been reading so many books about Indian mysticism and even Western ideas, which came to the same point. The mistaken, grossly, very seriously mistaken idea that the ultimate reality is impersonal. So throughout his books, Srila Prabhupada regularly proves by shastric deliberation and by just plain common sense that the absolute truth is not impersonal. So Srila Prabhupada often spoke about this. It was relevant then, it's relevant now, it will always be relevant, because there will always be people in this world who, many people, who make the gross mistake of thinking that the Supreme is not a person. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna says, avyaktam vyaktima panam manyante mama buddhaya. People who think that I, Krishna, the person, have come from something impersonal or unmanifest, they are unintelligent. Parambhava jananta mamavyayam anuttamam. They don't know my superior nature. They take me to be an ordinary person. They don't know that I'm unlimited, exhaustible, and above everything else. And similarly, avajananti ma mudha manushintam avayam manushintam ashrutam. People, Krishna says, who thinks that I am just some ordinary human being, they're foolish. So it's a common misconception. Now, something similar to this, the 1966 original followers of Srila Prabhupada being surprised why Srila Prabhupada always spoke about impersonalists and impersonalism, something similar happened with me or in my mind. I wondered why Srila Prabhupada so many times he warns against sahajiyas and sahajiyas and people who take Krishna consciousness very cheaply and imitate the symptoms of advanced devotees. Now, I could understand this when I went to Bangladesh, because I saw a widespread Vaishnav culture there, following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in many ways, but with a strong blend of this Sahajiya influence. People falling on the floor in imitative ecstasy during kirtans, or showing as if they're completely ecstatic in kirtan, but as soon as they finish the kirtan, they're smoking bidis. And so many things. I won't go into detail here. But still I wondered that why is Srila Prabhupada making so much fuss when it's just a few people in Bengal and maybe in Vrindavan and maybe Orissa. Now in those days there was no email. I don't think anyone had even imagined it. What to speak of Facebook and all this kind of thing. So letters were by post, what they call now snail mail. So I got a letter from one of my devotee friends in England, sent to Bangladesh, informing me about how the devotees in England, they were having these ecstatic kirtans, and they would go on for hours and hours, and the leader of that group would sit on his Vyasasan, and sometimes in ecstasy he would fall off the Vyasasan. And I thought, oh, now I understand why Prabhupada put it in his books. It's not just in Bengal. The devotee thought it was real ecstasy, but by the mercy of reading Prabhupada's books and seeing this imitative ecstasy in Bengal, I could understand it's not the real thing. And later it came to be understood that the ecstasy that this leader was projecting, there were some little pills which helped with that. LSD, lysergic acid, hallucinative drugs, psychotropic drugs. So it wasn't the real thing. Now, in this purport which we just read, Srila Prabhupada makes a very strong point about demons who make commentaries on Bhagavad Gita, but they don't follow the disciplic succession. They concoct something about Krishna and mislead readers from the path of Krishna's instructions. So you may wonder why Srila Prabhupada is making such a strong point. If someone's commenting on Bhagavad Gita, that means that they have some interest in that, and it must be something good. Must be done something spiritual. Now, I particularly chose to speak on this verse, and especially because this purport is very fitting to something which has become a huge phenomenon in India today, and probably among educated Indians all over the world, that there is retelling of the Ramayana, taking roughly the story of the Ramayana, but changing it in many ways. So that, for instance, we know that Sita has been the ideal example. That's exactly what I said. When it rains, it's going to be too loud. I've said about this. Here we go. Should I strain my voice more and shout? I don't think so. So what to do now? Should we all move downstairs and put the sound up? Where's the sound wala? Oh, thoda awaz jada bana hai. Hare Krishna. Sita has been the model for Indian womanhood for countless generations. How long? How long ago did Lord Ram appear in this world? About 18 million years ago. It's in Treta Yuga, but not the Treta Yuga, just there's Treta Yuga, then Dwarpa, then Kali. But it wasn't the Treta Yuga just before, it's many Treta Yugas ago. Now, of course, modern people, they don't believe this. They say, well, there was no civilization 18 million years ago. Because there were just some bugs floating around in some primordial ocean, and later they became fish, then they became Darwin's theory. But we don't accept that. We accept the Shastra. Shastra means the word of God given by God. So anyway, for 18 million years, Sita has been the model of Stridva, Stridharma. Now there's some idea that it's completely changing the story, that she becomes a warrior. No, Ram is the warrior. She is a Kshatriyani. She is the wife of a warrior, but she doesn't go to fight. So like this, they're distorting the story in many ways. Actually, they're not the first to do this. It's not some new idea to distort Ramayana. It was done by the Jains. They also have their version of Ramayana. But because they're atheistic, because they don't accept Ram as the Supreme Lord, so they misrepresent it. Similarly, according to the Jains, Krishna is in hell for his sinful activities. They're atheists. They're demons. If they subscribe to such a theory, why do they come up with such stories? Ultimately, because they're envious of Krishna and Rama. They take the story, somehow they have some kind of attraction to the story. It's a very interesting story. But they don't want to base their understanding of the story on the most basic point that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Generations of people in India have been inspired by bhakti upon hearing the Ramayana, but that inspiration comes because of the understanding that Rama is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, it is possible to discuss the Ramayana in various ways. And many editions of the Ramayana, nowadays especially, they want to present that this is some kind of ancient Indian folk story or mythology. This word mythology, you should understand, what is the meaning of that? In English, the actual meaning. In Indian English, it means the stories from the Puranas, all these ancient stories. But the actual meaning of the word mythology, it comes from a Greek, it's an English word which comes from the Greek. Myth comes from the Sanskrit mithya, which you all understand, means false. So mythology means, it's a very condescending kind of word. The British were and are a very condescending kind of people. Condescending, do you know what that means? I don't think there's exactly a word in Sanskrit, but you can say something like ahankari, dambik. They think they're better than others. Srila Prabhupada said that the British are the most puffed up people in the world. So, the word mythology is used for Indian mythology, Greek mythology, Egyptian mythology, Babylonian mythology. The idea that these ancient peoples, they used to believe in different gods and different stories. It's not true, but it's nice stories, interesting stories. So with that understanding, if we come to study the pastimes of Krishna and Rama, if we take Krishna to be some mythological figure, then there'll never be bhakti. Bhakti arises on the basis of understanding that Krishna is our eternally worshipable master, and we are his eternal servants. Bhakti means savior sevak bhava, the feelings between he who is proper to be served and the servant. Now, if we try to present Krishna's pastimes or Rama's pastimes without emphasizing that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then it might be very popular. But it will be anti-bhakti. We can present Ramayana as something we can learn many lessons from about how to lead our life, and that's true. There are so many practical things we have to learn. But it's not, that's not the main thrust. The main thing that we have to imbibe is devotion to Krishna and Rama. But and if we don't present Rama as reality, then we are misleading others. Therefore, we have to understand Krishna through the disciplic succession. This point Prabhupada makes so many times. It's not a minor point. We have to present Krishna as the acharyas present Krishna. Our shastra presents Krishna. Not that we bring our own pea-brained intelligence and try to make the story of Rama more appealing to people by presenting it in terms that they will like, that they can find some benefit from it in material way. By reading the Ramayana, this edition will help you to lead your corporate or pursue your corporate career in a better way. No, you have to present Rama as he is. Therefore, in the edition of the Ramayana that I brought up, I made it very clear from the very beginning. Do you have a copy here? You can bring that. I made it very clear because there's so many misrepresentations. I opened it up with the following words. Lord Ramachandra is not a mythical figure, an ordinary person, or even a very great human being. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the source, maintainer, and controller of uncountable universes, both spiritual and mundane. As the Super Soul, he is present in every atom and in the heart of every living being. He knows everything, past, present, and future. And it continues like that. So this is how we should hear Shastra. We should be very careful of any presentations of Krishna or Rama that do not make it clear that he is our supremely worshipable master eternally. Similarly, these cartoons of Krishna, they show it like some silly story for children. This is not the way to present Krishna. This is offensive to Krishna. This doesn't make bhakti. This trivializes Krishna. I'm not going to speak now more because, as you can understand, my voice is fading away. Unless there are any questions, that's the basic point I wanted to make. So where's our astrologer friend? He went to Bangalore. I was going to tell him that without astrology, I predicted the future. I said there'll be so much noise you can't hear properly, and people won't come because of the rain. So, I'm a great astrologer without studying astrology.
Please accept my words. How to differentiate between...
How can we differentiate?
Between real ecstasy and false ecstasy.
How can we differentiate between real ecstasy and false ecstasy? If after the ecstasy you're still attracted by this material world, then it's not the real thing. It's not full and complete. It may be that Krishna kindly gives us a little taste of ecstasy. But we should know that as long as we're attracted to this material world, we still have to be very careful in following sadhana and imitation. Ecstasy is someone's just putting on a show, that's all. To impress others. That we might not be able to see. But often it's quite, just like someone might be singing, and they make a big show, and you can see if they're play acting. Okay, so we'll finish.